Unit 9. Part A. Exercise 5.
And that leads very nicely into another important topic, Corey, which is greenwashing.
Yes.
Could you explain to our listeners what greenwashing is?
Greenwashing is basically when a company advertises themselves or their products or services as being environmentally friendly when they really aren't.
So a company misleads consumers about their environmental practices or about the environmental benefits of a product or service.
Right. It has a long history that goes back to the 1970s when a US organisation called Keep America Beautiful ran powerful commercials on TV to encourage Americans to clean up their rubbish. The problem was that Keep America Beautiful was, and still is, supported by big food and drink companies.
Ah. What were they trying to do?
They wanted people to believe that pollution is a personal problem that we can solve in our daily lives. This took attention away from the much bigger polluters, which are the big companies.
That's like when the media talks about climate change and the need for people like you and me to recycle more and reduce our carbon footprint.
That's right. While big industries are the real problem. By the way, have you ever wondered where the term carbon footprint comes from?
I've never thought about it, actually.
It was a marketing campaign by the British oil company BP. In 2006, they put a carbon calculator on their website, where people could calculate how much their everyday life, like going to work and buying food, contributed to climate change. It's the same idea. The big polluters focus attention on the consumers and away from themselves.
It's interesting that there's usually some truth in what they claim.
Yeah. When Pepsi advertises that their bottles are 100% recyclable, that may be true, but it's not because they care about the environment. It's because new laws say those bottles have to be recyclable. The drinks companies are still one of the biggest plastic polluters.
And what about car companies like General Motors? They say they're changing their production to electric cars, but their plan is to do it in 20 years.
Right. They want us to believe they're really fighting climate change, but they continue to make huge profits from dirty fossil fuels.
What's the message from all this, Corey?
When companies talk about what they are doing to protect the environment, there's too much greenwashing. As consumers, we need to question and check the claims that these companies are making. They shouldn't be allowed to profit from false promises and misleading claims.